Good morning, Nashville. Welcome to your Sunday morning uprising. My name is Christy Shea Moore, and I am joined today by David Ross.
Good morning.
Good morning, David. It is a wonderful October 1st morning, and we are glad to be joining you today and bringing you some uplifting music. And we will be leaving some room for the Holy Spirit this morning.
Always.
To speak to us, always. We start today our very first episode in talking about our identity. Who are we? And we hope you get to know us a little bit better in the coming weeks. And we look forward to hearing from you as well. We start this morning with a song from a favorite of ours, Michael Gungor, and a song from his One Wild Life album that's called Am I?
Am I a ghost? Am I an animal? Am I an angel? Am I God? Am I meaningless? Am I anything at all? Are you good? Are you
again, that was Am I by Michael Gungor. And we are here, David and I, to get your morning off to a great start, we hope. This morning we're talking about identity. Who am I? And thought that since we are new to y'all and y'all are new to us, that maybe we could share some things about ourselves. So I sent David some questions that he might get us started with to tell us a little bit about himself. So yeah. David, take it away.
Good icebreaker questions we got here. So there's a long list of them. And one of the questions was, what's on your bucket list? Mm-hmm. What are the things you need to get done in this short life? And so I was thinking about that a little bit. And one thing's actually something I plan to do next year. I'm going to be 30 next year. And I know.
Such a baby.
Doesn't feel like that at all. Skydiving, which is pretty cliche bucket list item. But I haven't done it. And it's a good 30th birthday celebration thing to do, I feel like.
I'll be cheering you on from the ground, David.
I take it you've never been skydiving, Christy?
No, I have never been skydiving. That is not on my bucket list.
Oh, come on. Mm-mm. You can go with me.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. So that's the first thing. You want to say one of your bucket list things?
Something that's on my bucket list that is really sounds really silly that I have not done such a thing, but I would really like to cook a major meal like Thanksgiving, like the turkey and everything. I've never done that.
You've never done that?
I have never done that. It's always been
somebody
else in the family who has done the cooking, and I have enjoyed it. And it looks like a lot of work, but I one day want to be able to do that. And not kill anybody, not send anybody to the to the hospital. But
yes, it's an essential part of
exactly
cooking. Don't kill anybody. Mm-mm. Except for the turkey.
Except for the, yes, that would be
turkey.
Essential. I don't want to be the one killing the turkey, though. I would prefer that it come to me already ready for the cooking.
Good one.
What else you got?
More bucket list things or next
question?
Oh, let's
next question. You know, I like to read.
Okay.
So books.
Top
favorite books. Five top favorite books. Do you have five?
I was never like a real big reader growing up, so I probably don't even have like five that immediately come to mind. But I did think about it, and one of them is Unbroken.
Great.
It's the story of Louis Zamperini, World War II hero.
Mm-hmm.
He was a POW. They made a
movie.
Made a music about it. They made a movie about his life.
Uh-huh. Angelina Jolie directing.
Yes. And the book just blew me away.
It was a book club book at the church. Occasionally we have book club. So that was a good one.
Nice.
For me, and most people could guess this if they know me well, and this is I'm going to include this as one book, even though it's three, but The Lord of the Rings.
Mm.
It's a must. It's a must read, I think.
I'll read it one of these days.
One of these days, yes. What other questions did we have? There was something about what really gets under our skin, makes us mad, pet peeves.
Grinds our gears.
Yeah.
It's a Family Guy reference. What grinds your gears?
Gears.
Tell you what grinds my gears. No.
What?
Actually, that's kind of a good segue into the first thing that makes me impatient or angry, and it is, so it's driving, of course. If you live in Nashville or any major city, you're going to have moments on the road where you get a little impatient. But for me, what really makes me mad is if it's something like I do, like if I take a wrong exit or a wrong turn, I get lost. It's kind of like a pride thing, I guess, for guys. Like, we don't want to ask for directions. So, like, try to figure out on our own. And then we mess up. And, yeah, that really gets to me.
That is. That's a guy thing. I have no problems with directions. One of the things that drives me crazy is actually a church thing. I have a really hard time in the worship service if there's dead space.
Ah.
I really need the next thing to begin. So that people can usually tell by how I am flipping my feet or have some fidgeting I'm doing because I'm trying to get somebody's attention who's supposed to do the next thing
right.
in the worship service. That's a pet peeve of mine.
Mm. All right.
Okay. I kind of want to take us, though, into a theological direction since this is a spiritual show. The who am I question is a big one. In fact, for the new catechism that is out in the Presbyterian Church, and I'm Presbyterian Church USA pastor, the first catechism question is, who am I? And the catechisms are a very ancient form of teaching. It's a teaching tool. Many people within the Catholic Church know catechisms, but they exist in other denominations as well. So it's a very basic first question, who am I? And Scripture tells us that we are a child of God. I am a child of God. And I use that question with our preschool children in chapel. And it is so cute to see their eyes light up as we look into a mirror together and ask that question. Who are you? Who am I? We learn our names, get to know each other better in a new year, and we all have in common that we are a child of God. And I think one of the main purposes of the church as the body of Christ is to remind ourselves of who we are, because we forget that a lot.
True.
And there is another song we want to play for you from a man that has been covered often by the worship band. We like this fellow at Bellevue Presbyterian. His name is Jason Gray, and the song is Remind Me Who I Am.
I lose my way and I forget my name. Remind me who I am. In the mirror all I see is who I don't wanna be. Remind me who I am. In the loneliest places, when I can't remember what grace is. tell me, lest I forget who I am to you, that I belong to you.
And that was Jason Gray, Remind Me Who I Am. And that one was lively. I hope that helped you to get up this morning on this morning uprising. Jason Gray, we met him, David and I, and I think most of our band members met him at a Nashville Sounds game this summer. And he is a lovely, lovely person. Said he was going to come and join us at BPC sometime, so I'm hoping
I need to follow up on that.
So I'm going to send this somehow to Jason and tell him we've given him a shout out. So I hope you will
maybe
look into his music. I hope you will.
Jason Gray, are you listening?
Come
to BPC.
We would really love it if you would be one of our first fans and let us know you're listening. So I wonder, hearing a song like that that reminds us that we are precious to God and that we need reminding, I think that is one of the purposes of the church, is to help us remember who we are. In fact, this Sunday is World Communion Sunday, very significant day for brothers and sisters in Christ all around the world as we come to the table to share in one of the central elements of our faith, and that is the Lord's Supper or communion. And it's a sacrament for us that is all about who God is, and that God came in Jesus Christ to teach us how to live and love and saved us, poured himself out for us, even being obedient to death on a cross. And so it is all about remembering Jesus for who he is to us and for us, and who we can be in him. For scripture, this is probably my favorite Bible verse, 2 Corinthians 5:17, that says, if anyone is in Christ, then he or she is a new creation. The old has passed and the new comes in its place. And so we have a special identity in Christ, and we know that we are made brand new. And I want to invite anyone who may be listening, if you'd like to come and share in worship with us for World Communion Sunday. We have worship at 10:30, and David and the band will be bringing us some of their tunes, and we will, of course, celebrate communion together. And we have an open table. Everyone is welcome. And that is not the case in every church. Some churches do have closed communion. And some churches, I do wonder how welcome some people are. The church, unfortunately, in its long history, has hurt a lot of people. And I'm talking about the Big C Church here. And I think we all know that the church has had difficult periods in history with how it has treated some people and still struggles today. There is a website that I like because it's humorous, but I think through its humor it also brings about or helps us to look at serious things. And that's one I think I've passed on to you a few times, David, and that's Babylon Bee.
Oh, yes.
Babylon Bee, you must check out, listeners. It's sort of like a theological version of The Onion. It deals with spiritual matters.
That's spot on.
Yeah, and so they had a posting recently of a church sign, and the church sign said, "All are welcome," And according to the article, after receiving several complaints regarding the accuracy of the all are welcome message on the sign, a local pastor had to finally tack on an additional disclaimer. And so he had a little asterisk up next to all are welcome. It says, all are welcome, except sinners, tobacco chewers, tattooed people, Democrats, homosexuals, smokers, drinkers, dancers, hippies, hipsters, vegans, secular TV watchers, and Methodists.
No love for the Methodists.
I used to be a Methodist. That's another piece of my identity, so I love the Methodists. Unfortunately, even though that was kind of tongue-in-cheek, I wonder if it's sometimes true that there are some churches that would rather certain people not darken their door. And of course, that was something that, if you know much about Jesus' identity, you know that he was often in trouble for being a friend to sinners. He ate with sinners, with tax collectors, with prostitutes, with people who were not thought of well in his day. But he loved them, and he embraced them. And so I think if you are a church worth your salt, then we need to be doing the same. And so we want to mean what we put on our sign, that all are welcome, and hope that if you are looking for a place to worship, that you might come and check us out, 10:30 on Sunday mornings.
Where are we located, Christy?
We are located at the corner of Cross Timbers and Highway 70 in Bellevue, right across from Red Caboose Park. It's very easy to find us, easy off of I-40. Doesn't take long to get to us. And we have a lot going on at Bellevue Presbyterian, and one of the reasons we decided to start this show was because October of 2017 is a significant month for Bellevue Presbyterian. And I know you are dying to know why that is significant. The reason is we are about to celebrate our 50th birthday, or 50th anniversary.
That's a milestone.
It is a milestone. Wow. It's big. 50 years in Bellevue. And so we thought that this would be a great way of celebrating, was to start a show, an outreach to the community, to give you all something to listen to on Sunday mornings, even before our worship service, to share some of our favorite tunes with you, and also bring a positive message about who we are and what we want to be in the community, hopefully for the next 50 years. We have a mission statement that is inwardly becoming like Christ and outwardly serving our neighbors. So in the coming weeks and months, we'll be telling you more about how we do serve and ways that you could get involved in ministry if you'd like to. And we're excited to hear from you as well. And I believe, David, that you may have set up an email.
Yes, if you have any comments, or maybe you have a prayer request, or you have a question you want to ask us, something we can address on the show, send us an email to NashvilleUprising@gmail.com.
Excellent. We are excited to hear from you. And we have one more tune for you, No Longer Slaves by Bethel Music. And this reminds us yet again that we are children of God.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemy. Till all my fears are gone, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again to a family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child.
Right, that was No Longer Slaves by Bethel Music. And that does it for our show this morning. So thank you guys for tuning in and listening and hearing about Bellevue Presbyterian. We hope that you continue to follow the show and continue to follow the happenings at our church. Check us out on Facebook. It's Bellevue Presbyterian Church, Nashville, Tennessee. We're also on Instagram under Bellevue Presbyterian Church. And email us at nashvilleuprising@gmail.com. And we hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Go in peace.